American Language Course, Volume 2400, Tape 2408C. Hello, how are you today? Open your book to the tape support material for Tape 2408C. Do you have a pen or pencil? You'll need one. Look at Figure 1 in the material for Tape 2408C. Here you see seven sentences with three choices, A, B, and C, after each sentence. Now look at number 1 and listen carefully. You will hear some information followed by a question about that information. Listen. Number 1. The sun is the source of most of our light. The source of something means where that thing comes from. Question. Where does most of our light come from? Now you should circle A, B, or C as the correct answer to the question. Finished? Which one did you circle? The correct answer to number 1 is A, the sun. My question was, where does most of our light come from? As you can see in number 1, the answer the sun is already written for you. The sentence in number 1 already tells you the sun is the source of most of our light. Now you should understand what to do. The first sentence for each number is already on your paper, so you should read it as you heard on the tape. After that, you will hear more information and a question. Listen closely and answer the question by circling A, B, or C. Are you ready to do the rest of the sentences? Here we go. Number 2. The sun's light is emitted into space. The word emitted means sent out. Question. What does sent out mean? Number 3. The match contains energy, which was derived from the sun. This means that the sun is the source of the energy in this match. The energy in the match comes from, or is derived from, the sun. Question. What is the source of the energy in this match? Number 4. Artificial light can be produced either chemically or electrically. Light made by man, or man-made light, is said to be artificial light. Question. How can man-made light be produced? Number 5. The different colors of the rainbow result from refraction of sunlight. Refraction is the bending and scattering of light. Question. What results from the bending and scattering of sunlight? Number 6. The familiar rainbow is caused by the bending and scattering of light by raindrops. The phrase "is caused by" means the same as the phrase "results from." Question. What does the phrase "results from" mean? Number 7. Each letter of the name Roy G. Biv represents a color. The word "represents" means stand for. Question. What does each letter stand for? Okay, now let's check your work. Put an X next to any wrong ones. Number 1, we already did. For number 2, the correct answer is B, emitted. The question was, what does sent out mean? Before I told you, the word emitted means sent out. For number three, the correct answer is C. It's derived from the sun. The question was, what is the source of the energy in this match? The sentence in number three already tells you the answer. For number four, the correct answer is C, chemically or electrically. The question I asked was, how can man-made light be produced? Again, if you listened and looked at the sentence, you know the answer. The correct answer for number five is A, the different colors of the rainbow. I asked you, what results from the bending and scattering of sunlight? I also told you that refraction is the bending and scattering of light. For number six, you should have circled the letter C, is caused by. The question was, what does the phrase result from mean? If you listened, you also heard the answer. I also said, the phrase is caused by means the same as the phrase results from. And for number seven, the last one, the correct answer is C, a color. My question was, what does each letter stand for? The sentence in number seven already tells you that each letter represents or stands for a color. Did you get all of them right? Now please write down the number you got correct. Look at figure two. This exercise is going to be a lot easier than the first exercise. Here in figure two, you see a paragraph with seven groups of words underlined. I will read the paragraph twice for you. You should circle the one word that you hear in each group of two words. Let's do the first sentence as an example. Listen. Begin. Light from the sun is called natural light. Stop. Which word did I say? Sun or stars? I said sun. Now put a circle around the word sun. Ready? Now I'll read the whole paragraph. You listen closely and circle the words you hear. Here we go. Light from the sun is called natural light. We also have man-made light. This light can be produced chemically by striking a match. It can be produced electrically in electric lamps. The familiar light bulb used to light our homes contains a tungsten filament. As electricity flows through it, heat is produced. A hot filament may be red in color, and a hotter one might be white. Stop. Now listen as I read the paragraph one more time. Light from the sun is called natural light. We also have man-made light. This light can be produced chemically by striking a match. It can be produced electrically in electric lamps. The familiar light bulb used to light our homes contains a tungsten filament. As electricity flows through it, heat is produced. A hot filament may be red in color, and a hotter one might be white. Stop. Let's check your answers now to see how you did. Put an X through any word you did not circle correctly. Here are the answers. Number one is, of course, sun, the first word. Number two is man-made, the second word. And number three, you should have circled the first word, striking. In number four, the second word, electrically, is correct. Number five is filament, also the second word. Number six is heat, the first word. And the last one, number seven, is white, again the first word. Now, count up the number correct and write it down at the end of figure two. Now look at figure three. At the top of figure three, you see a picture or diagram. At the bottom, there are five groups of three words or phrases each. You will hear part of a sentence on the tape. You will not hear the ending of the sentence, however. By looking carefully at the picture, you must decide what the correct ending of the sentence is, and then circle A, B, or C. Let's do number one together. Listen. Number one. In Newton's experiment, light came through a... Look at number one in figure three. Which is the best ending for the sentence you heard? Did you say hole? That's correct. In Newton's experiment, sunlight came through a hole. Now, you should circle the letter C in number one. Let's continue with the rest of the sentences. Remember to listen carefully, and then circle A, B, or C of the best ending for each sentence. Ready? Here's the second one. Number two. The sunlight had to pass through a glass... Number three. The prism caused refraction of the... Number four. After passing through the prism, the light... Number five. The light then appeared on a white... That was the last one. Now let's see which ones you circled. We already said in number one that C was the correct answer. In number two, the correct answer is again the letter C. The sunlight had to pass through a glass prism. For number three, the answer is A, sunlight. Listen to the whole sentence. The prism caused refraction of the sunlight. In number four, you should have circled the letter B, spread out. Here's the sentence. After passing through the prism, the light spread out. And for number five, the last one, the correct answer is A, screen. The light then appeared on a white screen. Well, how many did you get right that time? I hope all of them. Write down the number correct. Now we'll leave Isaac Newton's experiment. Turn to figure four. This exercise is probably the most difficult one in the lesson. You should pay close attention. In figure four, you see five groups of three sentences each. These are the answers to some questions you will hear. Before I ask each question, I will give you 20 seconds to study the answers for that question. Then I will ask the question twice, and you will have time to circle A, B, or C on the correct answer. We'll do number one together. You have 20 seconds to read the three answers in number one. Read them now. You should have finished. Now listen to the question. Number one. Does the familiar light bulb that is used to light our homes contain a match? Listen again. Does the familiar light bulb that is used to light our homes contain a match? Now circle A, B, or C of the correct answer. Did you circle A? That's the correct answer. No, a filament of tungsten is used in the light bulb. Do you understand what to do? You choose the best answer. Okay, let's do the rest of them. You now have 20 seconds to read the answers in number two. Here is question number two. Does light travel at 1,000 miles per minute? Listen again. Does light travel at 1,000 miles per minute? Now read the answers in number three. Here's question number three. Do we refer to light produced electrically as chemical light? Listen again. Do we refer to light produced electrically as chemical light? Read the answers in number four. Here is question number four. Does the sun receive radiation from the earth? Listen again. Does the sun receive radiation from the earth? Read the answers in number five. Here is question number five. Is genius 99% inspiration and 1% perspiration? Listen again. Is genius 99% inspiration and 1% perspiration? You should have finished. Let's check your answers now. Number one was A. In number two, the answer is C. The question was, does light travel at 1,000 miles per minute? The answer was, no. The speed of light is 186,270 miles per second. This is how fast light travels. For number three, you should have circled the letter A. The question was, do we refer to light produced electrically as chemical light? The answer says, no. Electric light is what we call light that is produced electrically. The correct answer for number four is B. I asked, does the sun receive radiation from the earth? The answer is B. No. The earth receives radiation from the sun. And for number five, the last one, the correct answer is, again, B. The question I asked was, is genius 99% inspiration and 1% perspiration? The answer says, no, it's 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. We've finished that exercise. Now count the number correct and write it down at the end of figure 4. We're ready now for the last exercise. Look at figure 5. Again, you see 5 groups of 3 sentences each. On the tape, you will hear some proverbs and special expressions that you learned in the lesson. You should circle A, B, or C of the sentence that means the same as what you hear. Listen to number one. Number one. You almost hit that car. That was a close shave. Now look at the 3 sentences in number one. Circle the letter of the one that means the same as what you heard. Listen again. You almost hit that car. That was a close shave. Finished? Did you circle A, B, or C? Well, the correct answer is B. You barely avoided the accident. This means the same as, you almost hit that car. That was a close shave. Let's go ahead with the rest of the sentences now. Listen carefully, and then circle A, B, or C. Number 2. I'll go along with your suggestion. I think it's okay. Number 3. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Number 4. We don't always have the best. We have to get by with what we have. Number 5. My watch is on the blink. What time do you have? Okay, let's check your answers, beginning with the second one. Put an X next to any wrong ones. Number 2 is B. I agree that it's okay. This means the same as, I'll go along with your suggestion. I think it's okay. Number 3 is C. You are not finished until you have the results. This means the same as, don't count your chickens before they hatch. Number 4 is B. We have to manage with what we have. This means the same as, we have to get by with what we have. And the last one, number 5, is A. My watch isn't working. This means the same as, my watch is on the blink. How did you do? Count the number you did correctly and put the number of correct answers in the blank space at the end of figure 5. If you got all 5 correct, that's excellent. Now turn to the evaluation exercise for tape 2408C and do it when this tape ends. Your instructor will check it when you have finished. Well, goodbye. I'll be seeing you. This is the end of tape 2408C.